A severe thunderstorm hit northwest Indiana Monday afternoon that brought high winds, heavy rain, and knocked out power to about 15,000 people. During the afternoon, northwest Indiana was under a severe thunderstorm watch that was expected to possibly bring winds of up to 100 miles per hour. Meteorologist Brian Leatherwood with the Chicago National Weather Service in Romeoville told Lakeshore Public Radio before the storm that everyone should take cover.
We've been looking at this line of storms that are moving pretty much west to east at approximately 70 miles per hour. They have a history of producing very strong winds. We've seen when they were in Iowa that we had gusts above 100 miles per hour. We're still seeing easily gusts in the 40 to 60 miles per hour associated with it. We've got it timed. Looks like it's going to get to the state border approximately 4 p.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. The northern portion of this of these storms has actually produced some tornadic activity, so that those cannot be ruled out. And we're also getting several reports of at least quarter-size hail with some of the storms also. It's a very fast-moving storm. It's been picking up debris and throwing it through walls. Some of the damage even looks more like tornadic in activity.
The initial storm passed quickly, but heavy rains followed it. The severe thunderstorm warning was issued for Lake Porter, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The warning was in effect from 3:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.